Social workers tackle our toughest social problems, often working side by side directly within communities. But COVID-19 social distancing practices have made that difficult, and many social workers have adjusted by finding new, innovative ways to solve problems with technology. Earlier this week, I explored these challenges with the Associate Dean of the University of Georgia's School of Social Work, Orion Mowbray. Here's our conversation. 5 years ago, the American Academy of Social Work and Social Welfare designed a project called the Grand Challenges of Social Work. Can you tell us a little bit about the project?
Sure, yeah. So this is a project that was developed by the organization, you said, with the idea that the grand challenges that were developed were things that would guide our profession over the next 10 years. They tend to focus on ensuring healthy development by addressing mental, emotional, and behavioral health problems, building relationships to end violence, and most importantly, harnessing technology for social good to help more individuals and communities.
Technology has become an increasing part of everyone's jobs because of the pandemic and social distancing practices. How have social workers adapted to using technology during the pandemic?
This was a big challenge for social work. Historically, our profession has not been entirely technology-oriented for several good reasons. People in the communities we tend to work in may not have access to the most up-to-date technologies. Also, social work often requires us to be present in the communities that they live in. Fortunately, we've made pretty good strides in the last few years in terms of researching how to best use technology in the profession.
But your profession is one where, as you said, being in person, being in their environment really gives you sort of additional information. Do you think the adaptations social workers have made because of the pandemic will continue beyond the pandemic?
Well, I'm hopeful for a mix. I think despite the significant costs for humanity associated with what we've all been through for the last 18 months, there are some learning tools that have come out of this process. And I'm hoping that we'll have a chance to reflect on what worked best and how, and integrate them into our everyday use.
Can you talk specifically about some of what's happening at UGA with technology and social work?
Across our curriculum, as we train the next generation of social workers, we've integrated practices and trainings to better help our graduates understand what will be expected of them when they enter the field. And at this point, I think there is a high expectation that they'll be capable of using technology, including things like telehealth, in their everyday practice.
Your research focuses on substance use treatment. What are the unique technology challenges social workers in this area face?
A lot of my work focuses on persons with substance use problems in the criminal justice system. And what we often find is that the substance use treatment providers within a given region have limited communication. So this presents a real problem in terms of information sharing, access to records, and knowing how to intervene when it's necessary, both on the substance use side and the criminal justice side. So a lot of the work that I've done tends to focus on how do we get to a place where people can share that information in a better way. That can include things like making requests for persons to complete information records releases so that information can be shared electronically between organizations. So we begin to understand how technology can be used to improve the health and wellness of people throughout the state of Georgia.
Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Orion Mowbray is the Associate Dean at the School of Social Work.